So, are you feeling the nudge to get your kids a cell phone? Does it make you like a little nervous after parenting four kids with cell phones and having to worry about maneuvering bullies and porn and screen time and social media? Oh, I was feeling so much dread and overwhelm about having my number five daughter have a phone, but it was really at the point where it was going to be so helpful to have her have a phone. So we had Bill from Troomy on our podcast, and after talking with him, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, we need a Troomy cell phone. That is exactly what we need. It's a cell phone that it's safe for kids with no social media or internet. There's this parenting portal that you can do straight from your phone, which is super nice, not from the kid's phone, but from the parent phone, where you can approve like the contacts in your kid's phone. And there's all these different apps you can pick from that they can have on there or not on there. So religious apps like Gospel Library or the Quran or, Bible, all different kinds of things, educational apps, things like Canvas or other things they might specifically need for school, games, entertainment, photos, health, wellness, well-being, shopping, sports, mental health. There's so many apps on there, especially since we've joined Tumi. And I love it so much. I just don't have any qualms about her being on her phone. The only thing we worry about is screen time. And there's even a little thing on the parent app where you can adjust screen time too. So it's super nice. So we loved Tumi so much that we actually have affiliate partnership with them. So if you guys want to get $50 off of a phone for you and your kids, all you have to do in is put in code HAPPY at checkout. That's code HAPPY, HAPPY, and you get $50 off your phone. So I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can get to that. Hi, I'm Hillary Hess, owner and creator here at Helping of Happiness. Here at Helping of Happiness, we bring your family closer together by providing delicious family recipes, fun travel tips, home and family hacks, as well as this podcast where our friends come on and teach us and encourage us to be our best selves. This is episode number 181. We are so blessed today to have our friends Drew Scarborough, 18, and Carson Brunlow, who is 16, on our podcast. They have their own podcast called Peace in Christ, where they share their own testimonies about Jesus Christ and do their best to bring other teens like themselves and other families closer to Jesus Christ one episode at a time. So I can't wait for you to hear more from them and their story. Welcome, Drew and Carson, to our podcast. I'm so happy that you guys can be on. I feel like it's just such an honor to have you guys come on. You've got this great new podcast going called Peace in Christ. And before we get into that, tell me just a little bit about you and about your friendship and, kind of how this podcast came about.
So first of all, thank you so much for this invitation. This is super exciting. My name is Drew. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior at Allen High School based out here in Texas. Carson.
My name's Carson. Thank you again for having us on. I'm 16 and I've just started a homeschool program, which is sounds weird, but it's pretty awesome. I've been loving that. Me and Drew, we go back, I want to say like 3 or 4 years now. We weren't the tightest friends back then, but recently in the past like 6 to 8 months, we've gotten super, super close, and it's kind of how it started. You want to expand on that?
Yeah, we played like basketball for years, so we were always just teammates, but we had this really weird bond where we just started getting super close, and we started having these conversations about faith and these super like the deeper meaning of life. And that's kind of where the origination for our podcast too, where we were like, dude, these conversations that we're having are so good. And they're like leaving me thinking it like for hours after I'm hanging out with this guy. And I just feel so good. I'm like, dude, I want to have these all the time. We got to record these conversations and like show people because they're so good. And that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, and some people, like a lot of friends I've had in the past, they don't always have a buddy that they can have these conversations with. So it's kind of like a good network for the other teens that don't have the opportunity to do that. Yeah.
I love it. Well, and podcasts, it makes you feel like you're friends with people when you're listening, right? I feel like the people that I listen to, they're in my ear all day. We're besties. It just, it's funny how that it's kind of a intimate thing when you put someone in your ear and you're letting them in your head for a while. So I'm sure that your listeners are feeling like they're your. I felt like that when I'm listening to your podcast. I feel like I'm in the room with you, and it's super fun. And I think that's so awesome. You guys are sharing these such important conversations with people. So, just a quick background for my listeners listening. Carson and Drew both played basketball with my son Luke, who is now on his mission. So it's really fun for me because I feel like I've been cheering you guys on in the court for years. So this is really fun. Now I can cheer you on in your podcast. Let's talk a little bit more about Peace in Christ. That's the name of your podcast. How did you come up with that name, Peace in Christ?
It's an interesting story, actually. We were, how many times do you think we talked about it?
Oh, every day for
We
weeks.
were really struggling on a name. We were all the ideas we had, we'd look up, and there's already podcasts that have these names. And so I just took it to the temple, and I'm praying in the temple. I'm like, Heavenly Father, please help us figure out this name. Like, to get going, we really need a name to like start off. And when I came out, I was like, man, I feel so much peace in the temple. And then it just clicked. I'm like, well, like, I feel peace in the temple. I feel peace with Christ. Like, everybody wants to feel peace in Christ. That's the basis of what everybody's trying to gain and their goal with Christ. And that's just kind of how it all started.
Love that. I love that you took it to the temple. That's so awesome, especially when you're in high school and already doing that. It sets such a good pattern as you grow. That's awesome. Tell me more about this podcast. I want to hear, do you guys have some memorable guests that you had on there, or anybody that's really inspired you that you've had on?
Ooh, memorable guest is all we've been bringing on. I feel like every time we record,
How do you pick your
it's
favorite, right? When you love all your guests.
oh yeah, tell me about it. I feel like every time we record, we click the end button and we're like, that was the greatest episode. And then the next week is like, no, that one was. It's just, they're all so good in different ways. I would say the one that impacted me the most was one of the more recent ones. It was Jeremy Guthrie. He's this ex-MLB pitcher. He was a mission president. This guy, baseball is one of my favorite sports, and so to hear that he pitched in the World Baseball Classic and in Game 7 of the World Series, I was like, this guy is a stud. We gotta have him on. So for him to come on, and he was talking about how when he was a Major League Baseball player, how his faith wasn't just like to church on Sundays, but it was he relied on it when he was handling success, handling failure, everything in between. And that just really hit home for me because it's so easy to trust God when things are going well. But when things are hard, that's when the real faith shows. And he was just a perfect example of that. Yeah, I'll add on to that. He's a big advocate of discipline. He came to our, we did HXP together, and he came to one of our meetings and talked to us for a while about it. And he was just always talking to us about discipline. And I know discipline's great, but I was always wondering why. And we kind of expanded on that in that episode. But the part that hit me the most was he always loves to talk about the little things you do. We talked about his pregame and all the little steps he takes to get there. And for teens, especially me and Drew, like the little things matter a lot when avoiding temptation, avoiding sin, like figuring out how to repent, all of the above. And so it was just really good to be able to talk to him about like better habits to be able to do that.
That's so good. I could definitely use some more discipline in my life. I want to listen to that one. I haven't heard that one. I think I'm about six or seven in from the beginning of the podcast, so I'm not quite current yet, but
Well, hopefully you get better from the start. We were a little rough starting
oh,
out.
you
Cool.
know, but that's everybody, right? Whenever anyone's trying something new, you can't start out perfect. There'd be no growth, right?
Well said.
One of my family's favorite ways to relax together is to watch movies together. Whether that involves a big bowl of crunchy, buttery popcorn or just snuggling up in a cozy, fuzzy blanket, don't you love that? It's fun enjoying something together after a busy, long day. And nothing quite wrecks the experience quite like an unexpected, spicy scene where abundance of foul language and you're watching movies with your kids. Doesn't it sound like there's so many great shows right now that they have just that one part that makes you cringe, like you just feel a little bit uncomfortable? That is why we are so happy that we discovered VidAngel. VidAngel syncs up with our Amazon Prime and our ad-free Netflix account, and then it gives you an option of what filters that you'd like to put on it. So they can be like general filters, such as getting off all the profanity and blasphemy, or they do it also in individual filters, so you can pick it for each instance of what's happening in the movie. So things that my family's been loving to watch in this last month: Cobra Kai is a huge favorite with my kids. My husband and I have been enjoying Night Agent or Reacher. I don't know if you've seen those, but they're so great to put on VidAngel, and then you just don't even have to worry about anything happening. We love VidAngel so much, we partnered with them, and we're giving you a code for 30 days of free service. All you have to do is pop in this code: Helping, H-E-L-P-I-N-G, at your checkout. Once again, the code is Helping, H-E-L-P-I-N-G, at checkout. Just like Helping of Happiness, right? So try it out and see it for yourself why we love it so much. Go get your free month now. So what about any takeaways from your podcast that you guys want to share that you personally, after listening to something one of your guests had said or something that you just felt during one of your podcasts?
You know, I'll answer that question in a minute. I kind of want to go to a little bit of a different one.
Sure.
I feel like I have grown so much by preparing for the podcast episodes that we have. Beginning, I think we were, I don't know about you, Drew, but we both thought like we're just going to share what we know to everybody. But the flip side of that is that as we prepare, as we get notes, all the stuff, I feel like I've grown so much from just preparing myself and being worthy to do a podcast and keeping myself in check, in line, and then talking to these amazing guests. That's been incredible.
Yeah. The podcast has taught me a lot of things, but the biggest one is that faith is such a daily choice. Mm-hmm. Every single day is a new day, and you can decide how you're going to take on that day. We talk about winning our mornings. I think the last like 5 episodes, it is just such a topic that we bring up because we are so focused on, if you're able to win that morning, the rest of the day is so productive and you just feel like you're on top of the world. Well, that goes with faith too. Every guest that we brought on has had doubts. They've hit rock bottom. They've had these struggles. They've had success. And ultimately, these guests are so cool and have such amazing stories is because during these times of trials and struggle, they're able to rely on their daily faith, and they're able to get up when they feel like not waking up and rolling out of bed, and they're able to get up and they're still able to hit life hard and grind and open those scriptures and make faith such a daily choice.
Yeah. And to answer your question on my end, I think the favorite episode I've had so far is we had this couple on, their name is Rocky and Yoska. And this episode is wild. This dude went from literally being one of the worst guys you can be. Like, his story is crazy.
Tell him a couple of things that he did. You got to hear this.
So this dude's a legitimate pirate. Like, he used to be a pirate. He sold cocaine, dealt weapons to countries, was like, he called himself Jesus. It was all sorts of wild
stuff. Life sentence in Mexico.
Yeah.
In prison.
I mean, he went through it all, everything you can think of. And then for him to be able to have an experience that God tells him, hey, I need you to be on my side, and for him to shift his life around like that and totally go from rock bottom to being a guy putting chaplains in schools, advocating for Christ all over the world, being one of the top names that people listen to. It's just, so the lesson that's taught me is you can go from nothing to all the way to the top being with Christ, and it can also go to the opposite. If you slack off even just a little bit, Satan can cut you off right in the knees and just be gone instantly. So you have to keep your guard up every second, every day. It doesn't ever end.
That is so inspirational and such a good lesson for all of us, that no one is too gone, that you always have a chance to turn around. I love that. Okay, I want to hear a little more about this whole morning routine thing that you guys are talking about. I've heard a little bit because I've been listening to your podcast, but I want you to tell all my listeners, because I think it's pretty impressive that you guys are 18 and doing this kind of stuff all in the morning. Go ahead.
Okay, so.
Dude, tell them about what we did when we started the podcast.
The 75 hard?
No, the 5 a.m.s.
Oh, that was brutal. Okay. So we're doing 75 hard right now. So we're on no sugar. I'm doing a gallon a day. He's doing like 4 workouts a day. We're basically taking our bodies to as far as possible, just pushing it to its limits for mental toughness and working on that discipline. So it has all these beneficiary factors. Anyways, it's tiring. I hate it with every fiber of my body. But it's fun at the same time. But when we very first started the podcast, we were like, we got to grind. We got to get content out. So we were waking up at 5 a.m. I was getting to your house at 5 a.m.
You were waking up at like
4:30. I was waking up at 4:30 because it's like a 25-minute drive. Getting here at 5, we would lift or run, and then we would record a podcast episode at like 6.
Sometimes even 2 in the morning.
Yeah, so we would be like barely awake, and then we would like lift, wake our brains and bodies up, and then we would just spit nonsense or whatever. And it was good, and we were super energized in the morning. We won it. And so I would walk into seminary at 7 a.m. and I was like, I've recorded 2 podcast episodes.
You're 10-year-old.
I've done A, B, and C, and I'm walking, everyone's like in their pajamas, and I'm just ready to take on the rest of the day. So that I feel like winning the mornings, and it doesn't have to be that extreme, right? Again, faith is a daily choice, whether that's just when you wake up and you're able to open your scriptures and just read a couple verses or a chapter, that's winning your morning because you've already won. You've already done something productive, and that just building off of that and spiraling upwards.
Yeah, I'll add on to that. The seminary early mornings kicked my butt for sure. And so you have it Monday through Thursday, and then Fridays you're like rest day, right? But I've made a commitment every Friday I go to the temple now. And so Friday mornings I don't like get a rest day anymore because I get up and go to the temple. And it's as much as I love the temple, it's so hard to get up and like get there. But once you get there, you go to the temple, amazing experience. You come out and it just like Drew was saying, the rest of the day is just so not effortless, but it just seems you've already won your morning. You just keep winning all day. But on the flip side, the days that I wake up like feeling sick and not good, and I just sit in my bed and do nothing all day, I don't feel the Holy Ghost. I don't connect to God. I feel terrible. I'm not productive. I don't do anything.
Well, I love that you guys have found a way to incorporate that. And so, what time do you go to bed if you're getting up at 4:30 in the morning?
That's the bad part.
Let's just say later than I should
Let's just say
be.
we need to work on that one.
That's the next goal. We're when are
Yes.
evening.
Yes.
Oh, I love that so much. I have the best dinner idea for you. You could do this for lunch too. It's so good. So when my husband and I like to go on date night, we like to go to Thai restaurants a lot of the time. And I always love to get summer rolls. I don't know if you've ever had those before, but they're so good. It's like this yummy little crisp lettuce with carrots, and I love the ones that have shrimp in them, and they have sometimes cabbage or just different things like that. And they wrap them up in this rice paper, so it looks like it's that clear kind of rice paper. It's not fried or cooked or anything like that. So it's just this really yummy, fresh, crunchy, lettucey salady thing in this wrap, and then you dip it in the sauce, and we make it with this peanut sauce that is so delicious. And it was just inspired from these Thai restaurants that we go to. So this recipe is on our blog right now. It's one of our newer recipes, and I know you're just gonna love it so much. It's healthy and it's so good, and my kids all like it. And my kids that don't love shrimp, they just pick out the shrimp and then they just eat the rest of it. And then those of us that love shrimp, we just get to eat their shrimp, so it's so perfect. So why don't we hear from Drew and Carson about some of their favorite foods that they've been eating lately?
We just bought a quarter of a cow, so we have a full.
Ooh,
He's
nice.
gonna say steak. He loves
Full
steak.
freezer in our garage, and I'm not gonna lie, I'd be pulling out all different kinds of meats and just cooking those up. I got a
Oh,
whole
that
good cut of
sounds
steak.
so good. Love a good steak.
Man, I've been off sugar for a couple weeks now, and I'm really craving some brownies. Brownies are some of my
Oh,
favorite.
there's
But
something magical.
hamburgers, best food in the world. My
I love
favorite,
it. There's
burgers
a
and
lady
brownies.
that I care for, and she wants hamburgers every single day. And she says it covers all the food groups, your bread,
That's
your meat,
right.
your vegetables. You couldn't go wrong. She loves them.
Right.
So fun. Okay, guys, I would love to hear what are some experiences that you've had that brought you closer to Jesus Christ? Because I know on your podcast, you're interviewing other people and how they became closer to Jesus Christ. And you do talk about that, about it yourselves too, but I know with your guests, it's more about them. So I would love to hear more about you and what has brought you guys closer to Christ.
So I like to, I mean, there's so many
I
different
mean, it sounds like you're already
experiences.
doing all these amazing things. You're reading your scriptures,
Oh,
you're going to the temple, like
trust
that's
me,
the
there are a lot of days where I do not win my mornings and it is a grind the rest of the day. So it is definitely still a work in progress. But the biggest experience that has brought me closer to Christ, I would have to say, I point it all back to Belize. And I've talked about it plenty on my podcast, but I can't stop talking about how life-changing this was for me. Prior to me going on this humanitarian trip, but before it, like I mean, I wanted to go. It was like 3 weeks of vacation in Central America. I was like, okay, I'm down. But I didn't really have a personal testimony. I'm a big people pleaser, and I had this facade that I had life all figured out, and that I was on the right path, and I had my career all planned out. And I really was doubting my own beliefs, and I was down the church, and I was starting to fall away. And I was getting to the point where it was like a month before the trip, and I was like, "Do I even want to go?" Because we have to read the Book of Mormon every morning for a devotional. I was like, I haven't read this thing in years. Do I even believe this?" And to get myself to actually go on this trip, it changed my life. Being under the Belize stars at 3 in the morning, I would get an average, I would say, of 2 to 3 hours of sleep every night. And I would wake up, and we would work in like 100-degree weather building a school every day. And I had more energy and strength than I've ever had. I was so full of spirit at all times. I would sit down for lunch, just like beat, and some like kid would come over, and he would take off his jacket and like wipe my sweat, and he would like drag me to go play soccer. And I literally like couldn't walk, and then I would play soccer for an hour, and then I'd work for another four. But it was so many just spiritual experiences where I just came back and I was just floating. And I just ever since I just made it such a goal that now that I had this personal testimony, and I'd realized what a personal relationship with Christ means, and that I always needed to be striving for it. I wanted to use the analogy of a fire and stoking the fire. So now that other people on this trip, these kids, my trip leaders had placed these logs in my fire and stoked it, that I needed to now add my own logs and keep this burnt flame going, because if I didn't, it was gonna sputter and die again.
I love that you acted right on that because I think that it's so easy to come back off the trip and Satan just hits you so hard trying to bring you down. I love that you found some ways to get your fire going. Did you have something, Carson, you were going to add to that? I think I cut you off.
Yeah, no, I do. And it's interesting because my experience, I had the experience, and it wasn't a faith builder until a couple months after the experience. So we just talked a little bit about Rocky and Yoska. The initial reason they came on the podcast, I work in Alaska during the summers, and I'm up there, I'm a cabin hand, so I just do whatever my boss needs, fillet fish, et cetera. And they happen to be guests that came to the lodge. And so I'm serving them. Service is another one that has for sure brought me closer to Christ. But they're at the lodge, and I'm filleting their fish, cleaning up after them, doing whatever they need me to do, and just having a good time with them. And then one day we were in, they call it like this little fillet house, and we're packaging the salmon in there. And he's talking to me about different faith stuff. I can't remember exactly how it came up. And he was like, "Hey, so what are you going to do like after high school?" And I was like, "Well, I'm going to go on a mission." And he's like, "Well, what makes you want to do that?" And I just said simply, like, "I want to share the gospel. I want to teach people about Jesus Christ." And for some reason that like sh shocked him and put a different twist in his mind. And I didn't find this out until months after. But that's how we grew so close. He ended up coming on the podcast. And the thing that it grew me closer to Christ, because Christ puts us in these little moments that we have no clue are going to happen. We don't think they're significant. And then later, you see people like Rocky, who are now like steadfast in the gospel and coming unto Christ, converting to our church because of that one small experience that I have. I didn't feel like I was doing anything special. I was just telling him I wanted to teach people Jesus Christ. But because God was able to put me into that small moment and Rocky into that small moment, now we have this amazing bond, and he has an amazing bond with Christ. And it was totally a game changer for me.
What a neat experience. Oh, I'm so glad you got to have that and to see the fruits of just what a simple conversation can have sometimes. Love that. I have a quick home hack for you. I got this call this week from my missionary son, Luke, and he just left the MTC, which is the Missionary Training Center in Utah. We talked a little bit about missionaries on our last podcast. Anyway, he had been traveling since 4 a.m. the morning before and been on 4 different flights with hours and hours of layovers in between these flights. He finally made it to Santa Maria, Brazil, where he's living, serving, and teaching about Jesus Christ for 2 years. Oh, let me tell you, the biggest lifesaver through all of just worrying about him traveling with no cell phone internationally were putting AirTags in his luggage. So I put an AirTag in his check bags, and then I also put an AirTag on him with his little carry-on bag so that I could see that he's making it to these different places when he can't just call me and tell me where he is. So it was so great. We also used AirTags when he went on a humanitarian trip with the HXP company. He went to Thailand the summer before his senior year, so we put a little AirTag in his bag on that, and it just was so awesome. My brother-in-law, he also uses AirTags on his passport, which I thought was super brilliant. So I'm linking up these AirTags that we bought on Amazon in the show notes in case you want to use AirTags to tag all of the different things. So let's hear a little bit about Drew and Carson's home hack that they have for you this week.
Oh, I got a food hack for y'all.
Okay.
Do you like baked potatoes and cheese, or like mashed potatoes and cheese?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And you like nachos, I'm assuming.
Yes, of course.
Potato chips and cheese.
So probably a potato chip nacho.
Potato chip nacho, I think, is probably my favorite nighttime snack. It only hits after like 10:30, 11, but then it's so good. Because then you just close your eyes and you don't think about all the carbs and the stuff that you're gonna make your heart stop. And you just throw in half a pound of cheese, some potato chips, and
I'll tell you a heart stopper. And I'm probably biased on this one because it's my favorite food of all time. Nutella on anything or straight out of the bottle is the way.
Oh, yeah. You could live at my house. We have Nutella on all of the things. My kids are beg always, please go to Costco again. We need more Nutella.
Do they eat it like out of the jar with the spoon?
Oh, they would if I let them. They make Nutella sandwiches for lunch almost every day. They love Nutella. It's just their favorite food. Or Nutella tortillas.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah. Come on over. I love it on crepes with some strawberries or bananas or something.
Yes.
Oh, it's just nothing better than a hot crepe with some Nutella and a little fruit.
We actually just made those like last week with Nutella.
Oh, that is so fun.
Okay, here's another hack real quick. For people who eat crepes, you always think of the sugar crepes and the dessert crepes. The cheese and bacon crepes are like a whole nother
level. Those savory ones.
They're amazing.
Yes, they had some really yummy ham and cheese ones we had in Paris that were just so delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And when Paris, you get them off the little crepe cart and they're hot and they're just, so good. Oh, Nutella. You would love Paris. Oh, my gosh. You've ever been there? They have like these big vats of Nutella at all the crepe stands. They just sit there and they warm it and then they just drizzle it on everything. It's so good.
I think I'm going to have to go now.
Put that on your list.
They also have the best orange juice in the world.
Oh, I don't know if I had orange juice when I was there.
Are you serious? I'm not gonna lie, I had maybe a gallon a day of orange juice. I wish I was exaggerating. They have these, like, you know all the breakfast, because they're super big on breakfast in Paris. Yeah. You go anywhere, they have like oranges in a, like a jar or whatever, in like baskets. And when you ask for orange juice, they have a juicer and they literally just go like that and they push it down into a cup. And
well, what do you fresh. Think I've been drinking out of my cup this whole time?
Yeah, he's drinking orange juice right now.
Hey, it's all that vitamin C. I love it. Okay, so I would love some tips from you. I have 7 kids, as you guys may or may not know. 3 of them are out of the house, still have 4 at home, and everyone is totally different. So just when you think you got something figured out with one, the next one comes along. So I would love any tips for teens for finding their own path for Christ if you had my kiddos sitting there, you had Jake and Hallie, pretend you're having a little chat with Jake and Hallie, what tips would you give them for coming more to Christ?
It's such an interesting journey. I actually have 6 brothers. I don't know if you knew that. So I kind of have the flip end of that many siblings. The journey with Christ is such an interesting one, especially as a parent, I believe. Because if you're too forceful, it might make them shy away. Cause that's for sure happened to me when people are pushing me too hard to do something. I almost want to go the exact opposite, but if you don't give them anything, then they don't even know where to go. And then they're lost to begin with. So it's hard to give real tips because everybody has their own journey, like you were saying. But I think the biggest thing is, first of all, always be a really good example. I've been super blessed with my parents. They've been amazing examples in my life, especially my dad and mom, and my grandparents too. But just being an amazing example, following the steps that you're teaching. And I believe you're doing that already anyways.
I'm human, but I am definitely working really hard at it.
Yeah. And the other thing I would say is, just like I was saying, it's always the small moments. Like, we always have these scripture studies in our family and they're great. But the thing that's most impactful for me is if I go on, like, let's say a hike with my dad or something small, and we're just having a conversation as buddies, as my dad, we're talking, and it doesn't necessarily, like, he isn't asking me specific questions like, hey, how are you doing with your faith, et cetera. But it always ends up coming up. And then we have these amazing, powerful experiences. And I'm always like, yeah. Like, I want to build this relationship with Christ. I want to get stronger. I want to do all of these things. So just the really small things that don't seem very impactful, I feel like have a lot of impact.
Okay, so those unscripted moments that you have
Yeah.
together. Okay, I like
Yes.
that.
Start small and be consistent is what I always go back to. I feel like when I came back from my trip from Belize, I had this expectation to have these crazy spiritual experiences like I was having every day of my life, and I was trying to replicate it. And in reality, it's not possible, especially when we're so involved in the world. Like I was in a third world country and with like two of the greatest, most spiritual leaders I've ever met. In the scriptures all the time, and I didn't have my phone for 3 weeks. So of course I was gonna have these insane spiritual moments. But would you just read a verse and you of scripture, or if you just say that morning prayer, these small habits are gonna build up over time. I have a sure found testimony, and I promise when you just make these small little habits, it'll make this foundation and it'll just blossom.
I hate to cut you off, but I would say another one, daily scripture study is absolutely like the most important thing ever. Like if there's one thing I could tell you to teach your kids, they need to be reading their scriptures every single day, no matter one verse, 10 verses, don't understand, do understand. If they're not in the scriptures, it's really hard to grow with Christ.
Amen on that. Love that. So Luke, my son, you guys play basketball with him. You know Luke. So he has never been a lover of reading. A lot of my other kids love to read. But he would try and he would read his scriptures. And I don't know if you get his emails from his mission, but he even talked about it in there about how
Yeah.
he would read his scriptures and be like, what the heck? I don't even understand what I'm reading, but I'm just trying, right? But now that when he was in the MTC, he would call me, and every week he would be more on fire about the scriptures. And he's like, Mom, I just love this. Oh my gosh, can you believe Captain Moroni and all the things that he did? And he took all these cities. And I think it's part of it is because of the quantity of reading that he's doing, right? So he's getting a little bit more gist of the story, but also just when you really want to learn from the scriptures and you're really just ready to give that over, the Lord just makes such a miracle. And it's just been so cool to see all of a sudden this testimony that we've been trying so hard to help him receive of his own. He's grabbing it, he's getting it, and it's just so awesome.
One of my very favorite things to talk about in the world is travel. Of course, food. I love talking about that too. And you know that from our blog, where we're talking about food and travel and home hacks, and then also housing this podcast. But I wanted to tell you about this great little printable that we have for you now that we're starting to make up for all of our different travel posts. We're doing printable travel itineraries. So not only on the travel posts that we have are giving you ideas of things that you can do when you go to different destinations, but we're beginning to have printable itineraries for different destinations that we are talking about on there. So the more recent ones that we have made up have been we've got 3 days in Rome printable. And I'm really excited about this because it's got all the different places that we went on our walking tour in Rome. We've also got our New England printable on there when we went to Boston and Maine, and tells you all the things we did day by day, what you can fit into your little New England trip. And then we also have Costa Rica on there now as well. So we've got a week in Costa Rica, the adventurous things that we did, the culinary things, the beachy things, the rainforest, just all of it in there. And we are, as well as these travel itineraries, we are also making videos to go with all of this. So if you go to the blog post, I'll have them linked in there. You can sign up for getting these printable, the little passcode that you need to get to the printable itineraries. We get that through our newsletter. So if you're signed up for our newsletter, you already have the links to that. It's in our freebie library. And then you can also see we've linked up in all those travel posts to all the different videos, whether it's a YouTube long form video or a short or what have you, are on there so that you can really see into these different places that you're thinking of going. Because when you travel and you're spending this time and this money in this place that you're not going to be going to maybe just once or going to very often, if you're like us, you really want to know a lot about it and what to expect. And so you can really get a look into these different places through our eyes. And I hope that you go over and sign up for the newsletter right now if you're not already, so that you have a chance to access that information. So let's talk about a little bit of travel with Drew and Carson.
Best trip you've ever been on or a dream vacation? You guys have both traveled quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've hit my dream vacation. Alaska is the best place I've ever been.
So fun.
Working up there is absolutely incredible. But I do want to go to Fiji someday.
That's a good one. What about you, Drew?
Venice, Italy has my heart. Oh, I think that's the best food I've ever had. And I promise myself I'm retiring there. Everyone there literally moves at 0.5 speed. Like the way they walk, the way they talk. I was like, this is where I'm retiring.
Oh, Italy's so dreamy.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Oh, yeah. Italy's definitely on the top of my list. I love Italy. So what are some things that you can help parents with? Do you have any ideas for us? Now we're talking to the parents, not to the kids.
I would say there's this weird balance, and it's super hard to kind of like pinpoint where that is. It's different with everyone, but between guiding your teenager as well as giving them space and allowing for them to find that own personal relationship with Christ. I feel like if you can find that middle ground, it's crazy. Because for a couple of years, me and specifically my dad, who's one of my best friends now, we really butted heads. We were clashing, and I'm not gonna lie, I despised him for quite some time. I would avoid him. I hated talking to him, and I didn't like how I felt, because he was trying so hard, kind of what we were talking about earlier with putting the gospel in my life and really trying, because he was like, you have so much potential and I just want to like hold your hand and like help you do this, because he can see right from the bird's eye view what I could be and who I could become. And I was just stuck in my own little tunnel vision, being like, no, I want to go this route, which is of the world and doing these things. And so that but because he was pushing on it so hard, I just kept turning away even further and further and further. So when he was able to back off of it, I spiraled even more, because he pulled back a little bit too much. And then when he came back in the middle, then that's when I hit rock bottom. And that's where I turned and saw him reaching out. And I had to reach out a little bit too, because he wasn't like pulling my neck up. So finding that balance is really when I feel like we're able to thrive.
Yeah, to piggyback off you, our parents are our idols from the second we come out of the womb. And I feel like one of the biggest lessons that I've had to learn, and this for sure goes for the kids that need to figure this out as well, but as a parent, if you can make it so you're like friends with your kid instead of this idol that you can never become like, I don't know if that makes any sense. Maybe it does.
Maybe
in my head.
They can see your weaknesses, but you own them at the same time, right?
Right. If they like, yeah, let's say my parents are having weaknesses and they can prove that they mess up sometimes too, and they're just like you in some ways. That's really helpful, because it's hard for me when I really want to be like somebody and it seems like I can never quite reach them because they're just too good. It's really hard to have a good connection with them because there's just such a divide between me trying to become like them, and it just seems like they're perfect and I can't ever be perfect. So just, I wouldn't say have them open up and just be like, yeah, look at how much I mess up, because that's not what you want to put off as a parent. But just being a little more open and kind of expressing like, hey, I mess up too, and this is how I've overcome it, and I'm here for you regardless of if you mess up or don't.
So leaving out that judgment piece too, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so let's talk about where we could find you. We want everyone to be able to listen to this Peace in Christ podcast. Tell me everywhere that we can find Peace in Christ.
Pretty much everywhere and anywhere. We're on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Amazon, pretty much every major platform. You just search up Peace in Christ podcast, and there will be, we post once a week every Monday. And it's kind of similar to these conversations where we just talk with the guest about finding peace in Christ in our life.
Yeah, our main goal, and we talked about this at the start, is to help bring teenagers specifically, but everybody, to have peace in Christ. And that's why we have such big guests and influencer guests, because they have such unique perspectives on how they've been able to do that. And so I think it provides a lot of value for people who are looking for that.
That's great. No, you have wonderful guests. I love listening. It's so fun.
I would say one last thing. We're super focused on creating a base like of an audience, right? As we're still fairly new. So, I mean, if you liked our conversation that we had today, just being able to just find us on any one of our platforms and dropping a follow or a review on
just
Spotify
or
Apple.
Listen to our episodes, see what you think about it.
It's just, we're able to reach a greater audience, and more people are able to find us, the more engagement there is. So just anything, a Peace in Christ podcast on any social media, any major music platform, we're there. And We just, the biggest thing more than anything is we just want to encourage finding peace in Christ in our lives. No matter where you're on your journey, Christ is there, and we're all about helping other people find him, and we're still on our journey to find him. It's this ever lifelong process. And Satan tries so hard, especially with our youth, to find us and exploit our weaknesses. And so being able to focus on the youth, and as we kind of talk to our younger selves and even our current selves about how we can combat these temptations and find our peace in Christ and kind of hold on to that, that's just the biggest thing that we're focused on.
Amen.
Hey, I love it. Oh, you guys, thank you so much for coming on. This was just so fun to chat with you and learn more about your awesome podcast. And I just want to like cheer you guys on, tell everybody that's listening, you got to go give you guys a listen and definitely give you guys a shout out or share with a friend or a like or any kind of, like they said, every podcast loves a little love, right? So thank you guys so much for coming on.
No,
Thank
thank you
you for
so
having
much for
us.
the support. This has been one of my favorite episodes.
Yay! So we have this really great printable that I wanted to tell you about before we go today. It's called the Meaningful Prayer and Personal Revelation printable. And all it is it's a little printable that kind of maps out how you can go about praying and reading your scriptures and bringing it all together to be able to ponder about it. So for example, it has a little section on the top of it that has a morning gratitude, things that you're grateful for, and then there's a little slot on what things you are thinking that you need help from for the Lord. And then it has a section on what stood out when you're reading your scriptures. And then after that, it has a little spot for you to put ideas or thoughts or actions that you want to make for the day that you want to plan out. And then at the bottom, there's a little section that you can use at the end of the day when you're having your evening prayer and you want to follow up how you did today. So I'm putting that in the link in the show notes for you. So how you get to that printable, it's very easy. All you have to do is you go and you will see there's a little form where you can pop in your email to be have access to our VIP freebie library, and then we will email you the code so that you can have that. So it also will give you access to our newsletter that you can receive. Comes out 2 or 3 times a month, probably sometimes once a month. That's kind of hit and miss, but we have lots of good things in this library. So the passcode will give you access to the travel printables that I was talking about earlier in the podcast. Also, our menu plans and lots of different things that have to do with every holiday and tradition, chore charts, lots of different fun things. So, all you got to do is go get that little link in the show notes. And thank you so much for being here. It was so lovely to be in contact with you again. We would love a like or a follow or subscribe and hear any comments that you have if you have something that you want to give to us there. So have a fabulous day.